Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. Happy Wednesday to all of you educators out there. We are going to continue this deep dive into the Fitting Five. And today we're going to dive into a crucial topic as we approach this back to school season. And that is the power of relationships. A recent article from Education Week reveals what most teachers prioritize on the first day of the new school year. We are going to explore why building strong connections with students from day one is not just a feel-good idea, but it is backed by research and is central to combating some of the biggest challenges facing educators today. Stick around to hear about the incredible impact a simple hello can have on your school.
Where is your kid headed after high school? We are From Carpool to College, two accomplished educators, college and career consultants, and parents who guide families through the entire journey, from freshman year planning to senior year success. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
The article written by Elizabeth Hubeck highlights what most teachers agree that the single most important thing that they do on the first day is to build relationships with their students. This isn't just an opinion. A study by Michael C. Reichardt, a child psychologist at the University of Pennsylvania, found that all students are what he calls relational learners. They learn best when they have a positive connection with their teachers. For school leaders, this means focusing on creating an environment that supports and celebrates these connections. Here are a few ways you can champion this relational approach. It starts by being visible and present in your hallways and in your classrooms. Greet students by name, ask them about their day, and show genuine interest in their lives outside of just academics. When your teachers see you prioritizing these small personal interactions, it sends a powerful message that you value them and their relationships with students. Give your teachers the time and space they need to focus on this critical work, too. This might mean adjusting the first day schedule or allowing for more community-building activities rather than this immediate deep dive into content. Remember that trust is built through consistency. So encouraging our staff to make these relationship-building practices a daily habit, not just a one-time event, is a must. I mean, continuously reinforcing this to our team. This focus on relationships, it's a key strategy for success. And as this article notes, strong student-teacher relationships, it can reduce chronic absenteeism and misbehavior, and then increase overall student engagement. For example, a teacher who takes a moment to ask a student about their weekend football game might just be making the connection that keeps that student motivated all week long. The article reminds us that a simple, sincere question can turn a challenging day into a triumph.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Hill, a longtime educator of nearly 40 years as a teacher, counselor, professor, and vice principal, and I've seen just about everything public schools can throw at you. And now I'm sharing my tales on my comedy podcast, Vice Principal Unofficed. It's where school leadership meets laugh-out-loud stories, from underwear-required parent-teacher conferences, yes, really, to staff lounge confessions and more, you won't believe. I'm telling it all with humor and a whole lot of heart. I also tackle the serious stuff too, like what schools really need to change and those behind-the-scenes moments no one talks about. So if you're ready to laugh, learn, and maybe even cry a little, but mostly laugh, join me and my 90-year-old mom, my unofficial co-host, on Vice Principal Unofficed. New episodes drop bi-weekly on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Trust me, this is one detention you'll actually look forward to.
So this article really emphasizes that the most effective way to start the school year is by focusing on relationships. It's not just about content or routine. It's about making a human connection. When we prioritize these bonds, we create a foundation of trust that can carry our students through academic and personal challenges. Just remember, as school leaders, our role is to foster an environment where every individual feels seen, heard, and valued. This is how we cultivate a community where true learning can flourish. Thank you for listening, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful Wednesday. We'll be back again tomorrow with a couple more articles on the Fitting Five to wrap up this week. If you don't get this newsletter already, reach out to us at AWB Education. We will get this sent to you immediately. Otherwise, have a wonderful Wednesday, and we will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.